Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Omer Yurtseven, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Baisley, a traffic rebound, out to Lofton, crosses over to the rack, assaulting the 10. He packs it with two hands, and he's fouled. Kenny Lofton Jr. moving the Richter scale in California.
On the second night of a back-to-back, the Utah Jazz battled the Los Angeles Clippers until the very last second of the game, coming out on top 110-109 and earning their second straight win for the first time since February 4th and 6th. Welcome back to Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. The Clippers would be the first to surge out with a double-digit lead of 13, thanks to Paul George and Ivica Zubac's 10 points apiece in the first quarter. But reserved Kenny Lofton Jr. made sure that lead would not extend any further. Lofton put up 20 points, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds to help the Jazz bounce back from the deficit and lead at half 61-60. Lofton would end the night with 27 points, 8 assists, and 9 rebounds.
Kenny Lofton Jr. drives with the left hand, floats it up and in. It's good. He's got such soft touch. Quick pass down low to Lofton. He's got Westbrook pinned. He scores and he's fouled. Lofton's at the free throw line. Coffey's defending from behind him. So Lofton just shoots over the top and scores it. Kenny Lofton Jr. has 18 points tonight in 11 minutes. Lofton drives, waits at the free throw line for the defense to come to him. Gives to Juzang. Back to Lofton for a mid-range jumper and he hits it. And Tyronn Lue needs a timeout because it's Kenny Lofton Jr.'s world and you're just living in it. 20 points for the Louisiana Tech product, making a name for himself out here tonight. It's Kenneth Lofton Jr.
As the young core of the team found the chemistry on the court, they continued to apply pressure to the playoff contending Clippers. Coming out of halftime, the Jazz scored 9 straight points to lead 69-60 and went into the fourth up by one again, 86-85. All 9 points were scored by players with 3 years or less experience in the NBA.
Backdoor cut, Keontae George to the rim, slam dunk.
That you like to see that with Keontae, playing without the basketball, moving to an open area and just went backdoor.
That might be the answer for him a little bit. Keontae swings it right side to Juzang and he nails his third three of the night out to Hendricks. Checks the clock, there's only 3 on it, so he'll launch the 3. Yerkshaven grabs the rebound and dunks it over Plumlee. Here's Keontae pushing. One hand pass to Hendricks at the rim, slam dunk.
The Clippers would find themselves back in the lead at 105-104 as Bones Highland, who ended the night with 20 points, scored on a reverse layup. But Utah would have the answer, putting away 6 in a row to lead 110-105. Let's take you to the start of the run all the way until the final buzzer, where one basket would have Los Angeles walking away with the game. But none other than Kenny Lofton Jr. would spoil Xavier Moon's attempt, stealing the ball away and securing victory. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone.
Chaminitz gets it to Horton Tucker, guarded by the much smaller Moon. They run a double stagger left to right. He retreats out, has the center Tice on it. Crossing over, spinning, gets in the lane, scooping in too hard. Rebound Highland. Bones has got the accelerator down. He accelerates all the way to the rack, corkscrews at the rim and lays it up and in. Clippers lead at 105-104. 3:08 to play. Keontae driving off the timeout. Doesn't get the whistle, doesn't get back here defensively. Keontae really begging for whistles right now, and he's not getting any of them. He's 4-for-13. He's missed 5 straight shots, I believe. Here's Highland for 3. Swirls out. Rebound Šamanić. Keontae comes to get it. Into the post to Lofton. Leads the Jazz tonight with 22. Lofton. Swings back to Key, straight down the barrel, 3. Got it, Keontae George. 107-105, 2:20 to play. Can't get a whistle down low, I'm just gonna bomb the 3 and hit it.
Shoot the 3, but the spacing on that really made the big difference there.
8th assist for Lofton, who's walking toward a triple-double. Highland driving at Horton Tucker with a left hand. Horton Tucker bodies up on him and a foul. Team foul on the Jazz, just their 2nd. Two timeouts left for the Clippers. Two timeouts left for the Jazz. Neither team in the penalties. Hyland works the left-hand dribble. Flares it back out to Brown. He'll take the three. It's short. Horton Tucker rebounds. Baseball outlet to Lofton, and catches at the rim. Pump fakes once. Goes to the basket. Scores, and he's fouled. And Flex is coming back the other way. 110-105. Slicing the lane is Hyland. He's their leading scorer available. Double team. Flashes up to Brown. Drives in the lane. Bounces to Tice. Slammed up. Great basketball by the Clippers. 1:33 to play. Keyonte barks out the signal. Hendricks comes up to set a high pick. Keyonte works off it. Now off a Lofton pick. Goes nowhere. Now attacks with the left hand. Works in the pocket. Flares it back to Lofton. Six on the shot clock. Lofton drives the left hand. Lowers his right shoulder. Puts up the left hand runner. No. And we have an offensive foul on Kenny Lofton Jr. Right side to Boston. Boston's not a good shooter. He'll drive with the left hand into Lofton, shoving off, fading back short with a shot, and the rebound to Šamanić. Keyonte thinks about a three. Double dribble, they didn't call it. At least that's the feeling of the Clippers. Here comes Keyonte through the lane, wraps the pass to the wing, it's stolen. Hyland to the front court. Hyland slides by Horton Tucker, gives to Boston, blocked to the rim and goaltended. Horton Tucker will start it on the high on the far side. Horton Tucker works the left side with the Jazz leading by one. Gives to Keyonte, eight on the clock. Keyonte, left-hand dribble, crosses over, pulls for a tough three, missed it. Rebound Tice, 9 seconds to play. Lou will not call a timeout, push ahead to Moon. One dribble to his right, fires the three with a one-point deficit. Rebound Boston, Lofton steals it from him, game over. Jazz win it.
The Jazz will play their final game of the 2023-24 season in San Francisco against the Warriors as they look to end this year on a high note. Thank you to all who have followed along and supported us all year. And for the final time this season, thank you for joining me on tonight's episode of Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear.